The mayor is in the studio for Sound Ideas following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
You can ask your question by calling 309-438-8910. We want to hear from you. And before the regular council meeting, aldermen gathered for a work session to discuss the city's golf courses. Should the city be in the golf business and to what extent? You can ask your questions and share your opinion by calling 309-438-8910. Mayor, what did you hear from the city manager and from the Parks and Rec director about the city's three golf courses?
Well, essentially that there are probably not going to be massive savings, even if we were to privatize them. We have a very lean staff, and the long-term capital costs of fixing things like golf paths and the roof, et cetera, buildings in our golf courses are still going to be, very likely, the responsibility of the city. So while this is something that the council's expressed interest in after interest by the budget task force in identifying perhaps some cost savings, it may very well be that after we go through this, that we're not going to save much of anything. And actually, it may be that it costs more. So we are trying to explore all options, do our due diligence, and we still have budgetary challenges. There's no question about it.
So not clear as to whether or not outsourcing the operations of golf courses will actually save money.
My guess is, we'll see what the evidence ultimately shows. I'd be shocked, actually, if it did save us much, and we'd lose a lot of control.
And the city would still be responsible for capital improvements and repairs.
Absolutely. And that's, in a sense, in the long term or midterm, it could cost us more if someone isn't upkeeping the property the way we would like them to. If we've got city workers out there, we can, through our department heads and elected officials, make stuff happen. But if we've got a contract with someone that might have the opportunity to do it for 3, 5, 10 years, again, you lose control when you contract out.
There was some discussion about unloading a golf course. Isn't the city just one or two golf courses too heavy?
I would think so, frankly. I mean, I think that there are, one of the comments that was made by one of the aldermen is that maybe we sell Prairie Vista. The Den is really a gem for
many reasons. That was Alderman Scott Black.
Scott Black. And then we also had this Highland has a special place, for sure. It's not only our oldest golf course, it's a historical landmark. It's a massive green space for the core of our city. So even if you don't golf, right, there are certainly some interests in keeping Highland Park as it is. So we do have to have, those are some of the tough choices, you know, and when you really have budgetary trade-offs and you're pretty much taking public safety, you know, ambulance service and fire service and police protection off the charts or off the table, then there are comparatively few things left to focus on.
What's the political calculation here? Will you be applauded for divesting a golf course, or will you face the wrath of golfers who say, I can't believe you did this?
My guess is it will be both. And that's much of what you realize when you're the mayor of a city of 80,000, and you have to realize there are no free lunches. So you can't please everybody. It's impossible.
Mayor, thanks for your time on Sound
Ideas.
Thank you. Terry Renner is the mayor of Bloomington. He joins us on most Tuesday mornings following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas.